There's been a lot of developments in the last 24 hours in terms of the trail. Biggest headline is that the manhunt is still ongoing. They don't have an ID on him, and they don't have him in custody, obviously. So they now believe that he got to New York by taking a bus and came in through the Port Authority bus terminal, the main transit center in Midtown Manhattan. And it's a bus that originated in Atlanta. They don't yet know if he got on in Atlanta. He was seen in the Washington area, on the bus in the Washington area as it came through. So could he have gotten on somewhere else at another stop, you know, along the route of the bus along the seaboard? Additionally, we learned from police that they have a pretty good sense that he is no longer in New York. That we've been talking about the fact that after the shooting, gets on a bike, goes into Central Park. It now appears he gets out of Central Park on the bike, ditches the bike, gets into a taxi, takes the taxi to the Uptown bus center up near the George Washington Bridge, and doesn't reemerge from there. So the belief is that he's gotten on a bus.
Hey, Josh, talk to us about the hostel where he was staying. Detectives went back there. What are they trying to get from that part of this?
Anything they can. You know, the one picture that we have of him where you could see his full face is from the security camera there. And so they want to see if anything that he left or anyone that he talked to gives them any sort of clue, because it's really just a place where they know that people would have had to interact with him. But they don't know what they're going to learn, but they're trying to get as much information as they possibly can over there.
Now, we have seen photos of the suspect. He's not wearing a mask. He's smiling, but police have not given us a name. Are they close to identifying him?
Well, they thought they were close yesterday, but then they realized that the New Jersey driver's license he had used at the hostel was bogus. It wasn't his. It was a fake ID. He grabbed it. And so that didn't take them anywhere. They believe that having the full face makes them close to having a name, that somebody out there will recognize him or already has. But they have not indicated that they are on the verge of a breakthrough, so to speak. They think the most important thing that they can do right now in the absence of having the name or knowing where he is to be able to figure out where he went afterward. Because point by point by point, they can try to get there.
Josh, we know what the coverage has been for all of us in the other part of the world, but there in New York City, what is the energy like there about this case?
You know, New York's a strange place when it comes to stories like this. People are talking about it, but they're almost talking about it like an out-of-body experience, as a curiosity. In Midtown, people don't believe that, you know, he hung around. First of all, the police said he didn't hang around. So, but additionally, New Yorkers are kind of like, you know, Christmas shopping, there's a tree, oh, there's a man on the loose. It's a strange thing. It has gotten everybody's attention. I don't mean to minimize it. And I certainly don't mean to minimize the seriousness of it. But it's not like people are looking over their shoulder, oh my God, there's a killer right behind me, because the police have been very, very clear. He skipped the area right away, and now it looks like he skipped town.